sisters at the madrasa. We commence tonight's program with durood and salam on our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Last night I mentioned, and I also always mention whenever we go to a new place, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made him rahmatul lil alameen. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. A rahmat and a mercy unto all the worlds. So being a rahmat, being a mercy unto all the worlds. So he was a mercy for the rich, mercy for the poor,
mercy for those living in his time, and mercy for those that will come unto the day of Qiyamah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a mercy also for the animals, mercy for the fish in the sea, because if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not come into this world, then nothing would have been created. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, being rahmatul lil alameen, he did not desire that only the rich should be afforded the opportunity of presenting them at the roza of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam and reading salat and salam. Due to this rahmat of his, he desired that every person should be able to send salat and salam, even though he may be the poorest of all persons, but it must be easy for him to also send salat and salam. But then how is this salat and salam going to be conveyed? So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, according to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith, which is recorded in authentic books, he says, "Inna lillahi malaikatan sayyahin." Allah Ta'ala has got angels that roam about the earth. يُبَلِّغُونِ عَنْ أُمَّتِي السَّلَامِ. When any person from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends salat and salam on him, these angels, they pick up this salam and they convey it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I always say that this is the speediest of all services that Allah Ta'ala, due to the rahmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has blessed us with. Imagine if all of us had to pay for this service. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, out of his mercy, gave us this opportunity that you send the salat and salam, and I will make sure that your salat and salam is delivered immediately. The moment you send the salam, the angels convey it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that so and so, the son of so and so, the daughter of so and so, has conveyed salam to you. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam replies to that salam, and this person who has sent the salam, this person who has read the durood, he is the one who really benefits. What is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam going to gain by our recitation? It is we who are going to benefit. It is we who are going to receive the rewards. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's reply itself is such a great thing. Then the person is rewarded with 10 blessings. His sins are forgiven. He is given peace of mind, contentment. Poverty is removed. So many benefits have been recorded of the virtues of durood and salam. So many rewards on the recitation of durood and salam. But it has to be with sincerity, and also we have to give up the sins in our lives if we want to really benefit from this recitation of durood and salam. So this durood and salam is taken from the authentic books of hadith, meaning that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself taught to the Sahaba ikram Ridwanullah alayhim ajma'in, who were his real ashiks, how to read durood and salam. So when we read this, we must have this yaqeen that Allah Ta'ala's angels are above us, because that is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has told us. So we believe in him. We are blind. We have nothing. We give our hands into the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. The blind person, the correct thing for him to do is to give his hands into the hands of a person with sight. So we are blind as far as the spiritual world is concerned. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala gave him that sight, which he did not give to the angels, did not give to any Nabi. So therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, we must read salat and salam on him with great love, great respect, and believe that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will receive this salam of ours, and he is going to reply to it. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salamun ala ibadihi allazeena astafa. Salamun ala al-mursaleen. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافية صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وآل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم
إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمتي. وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له أشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله، سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله، الزاكيات لله، الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء، التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا، وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله، التحيات لله، الصلوات لله، الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله، شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات بعد الصلوات، الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات، الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله، الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات، الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى على عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله، والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم
Ulama Ikram, most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa. This is a Naat Sharif composed by that Arif Billah, Hazrat Maulana Aki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, which expresses his great love for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Aapka martaba is jahan mein jaise khurshid ho aasma mein aapka martaba is jahan mein jaise khurshid ho aasma mein dosto ye hai shehre madina jisse islam phaila jahan mein dosto ye hai shehre madina jisse islam phaila jahan mein gar na salle ala ho zuban par gar na salle ala ho zuban par kya asar hoga aho fugha mein gar na salle ala ho zuban par kya asar hoga aho fugha mein.
If you don't have the name of Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in other words, if you don't read Durood Sharif before your dua and after your dua, if you don't have that love for Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you don't have that aqeedah, that azmat and that muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then no matter how much duas you make, no matter how much sajdas you make, no matter how much of hajj and umrahs you make, but there will be no effect in it. There must be that ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam.
Gar na salli ala ho zuban par kya asar hoga aho fugha mein wa rafa'na ka in'am ye hai wa rafa'na ka in'am ye hai aapka zikr hai do jahan mein shart e tauheed e kamil yahi hai shart e tauheed e kamil yahi hai ishq ho aapka qalb o jaan mein shart e tauheed e kamil yahi hai عشق آپ عشق ہو آپ کا قلب و جامع.
The shart, the condition of tawheed is this, that the عشق of رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم has to be in the heart. Without the عشق of نبی علیہ السلام there is no tawheed also. If a person says that I'm a muwahid, so then shart tawheed kamil is this, that there must be عشق of نبی علیہ السلام in قلب جامع.
کوئی سمجھے گا کیا غیر ممکن آپ کا رتبہ دونوں جہاں میں کوئی سمجھے گا کیا غیر ممکن آپ کا رتبہ دونوں جہاں میں.
Who can really understand the high stage of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Even Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam could not go further than Sidratul Muntaha. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who can really understand his position, his maqam?
Sabz gumbad pe jiski nazar ho, sabz gumbad pe jiski nazar ho, wo bhala jaye kis gulsitan mein. Sabz gumbad pe jiski nazar ho, وہ بھلا جائے کس گلستاں میں.
When a person has got his sight on the green dome of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then which garden does he require after that? If a person is in Madina Sharif and is looking at the Rawza of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, is looking at the Gumbad-e-Khizra, and if at that time in his heart is the love of the gold and the silver of that place, or anything else which has come from other parts of the world there, the material things, we are not saying that you must not make use of those material things. We are not saying it is haram to buy or sell. What I am saying is that the love of those things, if it is in our heart, at the time that we are looking at the Rawza of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, or we are looking at the Gumbad-e-Khizra, then that is great insult to Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Because when the person is looking at the Gumbad-e-Khizra, where does he require gardens after that? He's got gardens in his heart. He's receiving such noor and such kafiyat, if he has got his receiver right, that the gardens of the world cannot give him that pleasure that the sight on the Gumbad-e-Khizra can give to this person.
Sabz Gumbad pe jis ki nazar ho, wo bhala jaye kis gulsita mein, naam kaisa hai pyara Muhammad, ha naam kaisa hai pyara Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jinke sadqe mein ima hai jame,
this ima which we have got, through whose sadqa and whose tufail and whose means that we received it. Had it not been for Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, would anybody had been sitting in this masjid today? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it is due to his sadqa that we have got iman.
Naam kaisa hai pyara Muhammad, jinke sadqe mein ima hai jame, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ye hai faizane noore nubuwat, jo hai islam sare jahan mein, ye hai faizane noore nubuwat, jo hai islam sare jahan mein, kya kahun rafate shane gumbad, kya kahun raf'ate shane gumbad, kuch nahi dam hai akhtar zubaan mein, aapka martaba is jahan mein, jaise khurshid ho aasmaan mein.
Ridru sharif, Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad. Ulama-e-kiram, most respected brothers and sisters, this is not a program of waaz or lecture or talk. We have been listening to many talks, many waaz, many nasihats, and we must go on listening and increase our knowledge, our information about our deen, about our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam's life, about the Quran. But what is essential is practice and amal on it. So to get that courage, to get that himmat, we require a little bit of polishing of our hearts. And the polishing of the hearts, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, it is the tilawat of the Quran Sharif and Zikrullah. So in these type of majlises or get-togethers, this is my intention and my niyat, that I personally make sincere tawbah from all my sins, and those who attend, they also make sincere tawbah from all their sins. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, our ishq, our love for him, we have to demonstrate it. And how are we going to demonstrate it? We can only demonstrate it if we show obedience to our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So my dear brothers, in today's majlis, I was thinking of what to speak on. So since we are in Sufi masjid, that incident again came to mind, on which I spoke in some other places, and that is of a great Sufi, Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh. Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh, we know, was a great Sufi, a great wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In fact, one person stayed in his company for about 10 years, and then he told Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh that I am going because I didn't see you perform any miracle, any karamat. So Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ali asked him a simple question, that the 10 years that you spent in my company, did you see me doing anything against the Mubarak and the Sunnat way of my beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? He says, no, I did not see that. He said, do you want any other karamat more than that? There is no doubt the Awliya-i-Kiram, they had great karamat. Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Ali, Khaja Muinuddin Al-Kiriri Rahmatullah Ali, and all the Awliya, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala upon their hands showed so much of karamats. But their greatest karamat was their obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were prepared to sacrifice their lives for Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam's deen. They had such love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that there was no question of them disobeying Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in any aspect of their life. That was their ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We must remember that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created the entire universe for the sake of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many times you may have heard that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if he had not desired sending Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam into this world, he would not have created anything. The first thing that was created was the noor of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was bayn al-ma'i wa tween. So this is our yaqeen, it is our iman, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if Allah ta'ala did not send him to this world, he would not have created anything. Na masjid ke unche minare, na qibla, na kaaba, na makkah, madina. Na masjid ke unche minare, na qibla, na kaaba, na makkah, madina. Gar Muhammad na hote, to kuch bhi na hota. Sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as rahmatul lil alameen. Every aspect of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam's life was nothing but rahmat. If you have to analyze his life, there's nothing but rahmat for everyone. Mercy for all. He didn't believe in revenge. He did not believe in swearing, cursing. Even for his enemies, he was rahmat. So many incidents there are. If we have to discuss those things, it'll take the whole night. We won't finish. But what I am saying is that Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was rahmat for everyone. In fact, he is the one who got the title of Rahmatul Lil Alameen. Wo nabiyo mein rahmat laqab paane wala, murade ghareebon ki barlaane wala. Wo nabiyo mein rahmat laqab paane wala, murade ghareebon ki barlaane wala. مصیبت میں غیروں کے کام آنے والا, وہ اپنے پرائے کا غم کھانے والا. Ha, what a Nabi Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave us. Rahmat for everyone. Rahmat for the strangers, rahmat for known people, rahmat for the young, rahmat for the old, rahmat for the black, rahmat for the white, rahmat for the rich, rahmat for the poor. But to receive that rahmat, the person must have his heart conditioned. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was rahmat, like there's lights here, plenty of light. But to be able to see in that light, the person's sight must be right. So that our hearts we have neglected. We have made all the effort on the outside. All our effort is on the outside. But our hearts are in a neglected condition. And the arifs, those who are arifin, those who have got the love and the ishq of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in their hearts, then they work on the hearts of the people. Tazkiyah of the qulub is a very important department. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, of the four functions mentioned in the Quran Sharif, one of it is wa yuzakkihim. So this purification of the hearts, it is an essential thing. Because in the hearts, whatever we are going to carry, that is what we are going to take with us into the grave. Whatever is in the heart, that is what we are going to take with us into the grave. Now if our hearts are filled with malice, filled with jealousy, filled with envy, filled with greed, filled with evil desires and passions, filled with pride, filled with arrogance, filled with deceit and cheat, then this is what we are going to take with us. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not look at our bodies, that how healthy and fit we are. Allah ta'ala does not look at our wealth and our bank balances, that how high they are. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala yanzuru ila qulubikum. Allah ta'ala looks at our hearts. What is in the heart? Did we bring the ishq of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in our heart? Or did we bring the ishq of dunya and the things of this dunya in our heart? Remember, I am not saying that dunya is haram. Gold, silver is not dunya. Good home is not dunya. A good car is not dunya. Good clothes are not dunya. Dunya is when these things divert us from the remembrance of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then it becomes dunya. Otherwise we need money to build masjids, to build madrasas, to give to the yatim, to give to the orphan, poor and needy, to go for hajj, to go for umrah, to feed our families. We require money. So that is not dunya. Many a time we misunderstand that when we say dunya is condemned, then we think that we are condemning material things, material or wealth. It is not, that is not dunya. But when these things divert us from the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, the person purchased a good mattress, very beautiful mattress, expensive mattress, he could afford it. That is not dunya. But now if that mattress causes him to oversleep, he does not get up for Fajr Salat, now that is dunya. The person earned his money, he made plenty of money, that is not dunya. But now he cannot give zakat, so then that is dunya. If the person, he is being restricted, he cannot go and perform his salat, Zuhur Salat, he is in his business, Asar Maghrib, he is in his business, then now this has become dunya. And that is what Allah Ta'ala has cursed, and that is what Rasul Pak Sallallahu has cursed. And when Allah and His Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam curse a thing, then how can there be any success, any happiness, any joy? And this is the reason that at present we do not find any satisfaction in our lives. There is no contentment, there is no peace, there is no happiness. Everybody is complaining of problems, everybody is complaining of problems. There's depression, as I said in one of my majlis, that somebody is complaining of depression. Somebody is saying that there's a lot of suppression. Somebody is complaining of oppression. And somebody is saying in my car there's no compression. So everybody is complaining. Nobody seems to be happy. Everybody got complaints. So the only way that we can get peace, we can get happiness, we can get tranquility, we can get serenity, we can get joy, we can get satisfaction, is to bring the noor of the Quran in our hearts. The noor of tilawat, the noor of zikr, the noor of the namaz, the noor of that hajj, the noor of that umrah. That must come in our hearts and it must fill our hearts and it must remain there. Now after filling the hearts, how will it remain there? It will remain there if we keep our eyes closed from haram, if we keep our ears shut from haram, if we keep our tongues shut from haram, and if we keep our hands and feet away from haram. Then that noor will stay in the heart. If not, then it will be just like that example that my Shaykh gives, that in a car, if the window is open, then if you put the air conditioner on, it is not going to cool the car. No matter what a beautiful air conditioner you have got, the most expensive air conditioner, but on a hot day, open the windows a little and then put the air conditioner on. Everybody in the car will say that the car is not getting cool. Why? Is it the air conditioner's fault? It's not the air conditioner's fault. The fault is that we have kept the windows open. If we shut those windows, that same air conditioner will cool that car and the person will get a beautiful ride on a hot day. So in the same way, this noor which is coming into the heart with zikr, with tilawat, with ibadat, with namaz, with hajj, with umrah, with ishraq, with chash, with tahajjud. Now all that noor, if we are going to keep these windows open, I am not saying that we must walk with blindfolded. We must keep our eyes open. But keep it away from haram, that is what we are saying. Keep them shut from seeing haram. Keep them shut from looking at haram. Because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's curse is upon those who cast evil gazes. So then that person cannot be successful. That noor that came in the heart vanishes. When the person deals in fraudulent way, if he is committing fraud, then that noor is vanishing. If that person is speaking lies, that noor is going. If that person is taking false oath and qasam, that noor is going. So we have filled up. But it is just like the person worked very hard, he made $1 million, but after that he puts it in a box and he carries it open in the business, in the bazaars and in the marketplaces. And especially in South Africa, if he has to do that, he won't be able to walk a minute or two before that whole box is gone. So in the same way here, shaitan and nafs, they are there to grab that noor that we have accumulated in the heart. Because if only we go a little further, then we will reach those stages where we will become, get the qurb and the muhabbat of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Such qurb and such muhabbat that this person will be intoxicated in that muhabbat. He will not require any drugs to get intoxication. Allah Ta'ala will give him in that qurb such kind of intoxication that he will get peace, he will get happiness. And that drug is not going to harm him in any way. It will give him plenty of peace and happiness and satisfaction. But shaitan does not want us to reach there. So at the most he allows us to make a little bit of namaz, and that too with difficulty. And the namaz too will either be 2 times a day, 1 time a day, or a few times a day. And even if we are making it 5 times a day, then no noor in that namaz, because we are making it in such a hurry that we did not even remember what we read in that namaz. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was rahmatul lil alameen. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave him plenty of mu'jizats, plenty of mu'jizats. If we have to discuss his mu'jizats, there are so many, we cannot end. 23 times, according to Muhaddisin, water flowed or gushed forth from his fingers. Outwardly his fingers looked like our fingers, that they were made of flesh and bone, but Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's fingers were not like our fingers. Whose fingers can gush forth water when there's no water left? One sahabi says that in one battle 1500 people drank that water that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's fingers it gushed forth from. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's hair mubarak, even up till now after 1400 years, those who have got the genuine hair of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam, which he distributed at the time of his umrah or his hajj, hajjatul wida, it has got that fragrant smell even after 1400 years without a single drop of ether being added onto it. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam passes his hand over the hair of one sahabi, he says he grew old but that hair of his remained black. When he passes his hand over the hair of somebody, then if that person walks in the gully, then his hair is so fragrant that everybody can catch on that this can only be the fragrance of Rasul Pak Rasul Mubarak palms. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's sight, he says, I see in front of me and I also see what is happening behind me. Now each person has got that kind of sight, that you see in front of you too and you see what's happening behind you. And not only that, Rasul Pak Rasul Mubarak says that make your ruku and sujood properly, because I even see the khushu and khuzu of your ruku and sujood. Now khushu is a condition of the heart. Humility, humbleness is a condition of the heart. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, I can see that too. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam tells Hazrat Maria Qibtiyah that you're very concerned about that baby of yours, Hazrat Ibrahim, who passed away. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, if you want, I will ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to show it to you in Jannat. Now from here he is making Hazrat Maria see right into Jannat. But she says that, no, ya Rasulullah sallam, I believe in what you have said. They were not like us, they believed in what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his saliva, if we go to Madina Sharif, up till now they will show you those wells. Unfortunately, due to the government of the time, many of those Mubarak places are out of reach. But the thing is that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's saliva changed the waters of those wells which were salty into sweet. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he takes the eye of Hazrat Miqdad radiallahu ta'ala an, that eyeball which had fallen off in the battle, he takes it in the palm of his hand and he replaces it. And the sight in that eye was better than his other eye. And the shine was better than the other eye. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, wherever he passed urine or stool, the earth swallowed it up and there was a fragrant smell even there. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's perspiration was gathered by Umm Sulaim. And when somebody's marriage or nikah is to take place, then a drop from the perspiration of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was added to the ether, the best ether of Madina Sharif. But the perspiration of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was far more fragrant than the best of ethers of Madina Sharif. What are we going to discuss? The trees of the jungles recognize Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam. The animals recognize Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. A camel comes and complains to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam by his ear, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, who's the owner of this camel? He is overworking it and is not feeding it properly. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam listens to the animals. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the pebbles recognized him. Abu Jahl took pebbles in his hand, 6 pebbles. And he says that, who, if you say you are the Nabi of Allah, then tell me what is in the palm of my hand. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, do you want me to say or do you want those pebbles to speak themselves? He said, if that's the case, tell them. That will be even better. So the pebbles, each one read, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Each one. He got so angry that he threw it on the ground. Na'uzu billah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, everything recognized him. If somebody did not recognize him, it's that man who had enmity, hatred, dislike for Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So that person was like the bat, that he does not want to see this light. So you don't blame Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for that, because the sahabas, they said it was as if the sun was moving in the face of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, if I had to thread the needle, it was dark, then in the light of the hand of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, I should thread the needle. That was our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Everybody recognized him who had an open mind. People who came from distant places, they just saw Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam chehra mubarak, and they said, this cannot be the chehra of a liar. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam left behind for us, because he was rahmatul lil alameen, a beautiful way of life, a beautiful way of life, in which there's nothing but happiness, peace, contentment, satisfaction, unity, everything you will find if we have to follow Rasul Pak Rasam Siras. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's face mubarak, his hands mubarak, his hair mubarak, that we can only get happy, we can make shukr to Allah Ta'ala that he gave us a Nabi who was pure and clear of any defect. Ya sahib al jamal wa ya sayyid al bashar. Ya sahib al jamal wa ya sayyid al bashar. Min wajhika al munir laqad nuwir al qamar. لا يمكن الثناء كما كان حقه بعد خدا بزرگ تو یہ قصہ مختصر. Where can anybody really do justice to praising Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? After Allah, he was the greatest. So Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he had such love for the ummah. He cried, he teared, he shed his blood for no one else but the ummah. Where is that ummah today, my brothers? That is what the question is. Where is that ummah? When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is informed about the condition of his ummah, are we causing him any happiness, any joy? I mentioned last night too, that if you have to walk into those hotels, just a few meters away from the roza of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what do we find in those hotels? Those hotels were at one time the homes of the sahaba-i kiram ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in. At one time, those were the places where the homes of the beloved companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam were. We as hajis, what is our condition there? In the foyers, you can hear the music loud and clear. Western films, Eastern films, any kind of dirty film you can think of is being shown right there in that Mubarak land of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Are we causing him any happiness? So my brothers, this is the reason why these type of programs are held. We make sincere tawbah. So as Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi was going to talk about that the discussion in one Hajj, but I will just give you the gist of that incident now because we want to get to the zikr and dua. As Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi and many other great walis of the time, they had gathered, and the discussion centered around the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Whatever a person has in his heart, he likes to discuss that. If a person is in love with fast cars, then he's always talking about fast cars. The person who is in love with wealth, then he's always talking about wealth. The person who is in love with gold and silver, then they're always talking about the gold and silver. Those who are in love with fashionable dresses and clothes, they're only talking about fashionable dresses and clothes. Again, I'm not saying that it is haram to make use of these things, or to talk about it is not haram. If a person is in business and he's selling cars, then surely he won't be reading tasbih there all the time. That person who's selling cars will have to talk about those cars. The person who is a jeweler and is selling gold and silver, now if you go there and you say, I want some jewelry, my son is getting married, daughter is getting married, and he says, Subhanallah, 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 what would you think of him? You'll say, why, Subhanallah is in its place. You must read Subhanallah when the time is to read Subhanallah. And when the time is now to talk to the customer, then you will talk about the product that you are selling. So that is not forbidden, it's permissible. In fact, that person, if he does it with the niyyah that I want to gain the closeness of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam by doing halal trade, then even that will give him closeness of Allah and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That will be zikrullah. But what I am saying is that after that, whether it's walima, whether it's nikah, whatever occasion, the only thing the person talks about is fast cars, clothing, fashion, this, that. تجھے ہر وقت یہ دھن ہے رہوں سب سے بالا تجھے ہر وقت یہ دھن ہے رہوں سب سے بالا ہو زینت نرالی ہو فیشن نرالا ہو زینت نرالی ہو فیشن نرالا جیا کرتا ہے کیا یوں ہی مرنے والا جیا کرتا ہے کیا
یوں ہی مرنے والا تجھے حسن ظاہر نے دھوکے میں ڈالا، جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے، یہ عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے، جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے، یہ عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے، تجھے ہر وقت دھن ہے رہوں سب سے بالا. All the time the concern is that I must be above all. For zenith nirali, for fashion nirala. Whatever new label is in the market, I must have it. Any new car in the market, I must be the owner of that first. Any new fashion and design, then the woman wants that she must be the first one to wear that kind of dress. The person who is going to die and one day go into the grave, he says, is this his lifestyle? That only concerned about fashion trends? This world is not a world that you give your heart to. You must take lessons from things that are happening around. See what happened in Turkey. We must sympathize with the people that are suffering. We must assist them, we must help them, we must open our hearts to them. But at the same time, we must take a lesson. 7-story buildings, within 45 seconds, down to rubbles. And 3 o'clock in the morning, who is awake, fast asleep, with their beds and everything gone, to rise no more. Within seconds, what happened in Lesotho, just across our borders, 2 minutes before the incident, did anybody know that it's all the shops are going to burn like that? What happened in Burma? Did anybody know that everybody, that they'll just have to take 100 rupees or 200 rupees and go away from there? And there will be such a revolution. So we must take lesson. Don't give our hearts to this dunya. Jis jahan se hamesha ko jana aur kabhi lot kar phir na aana. Jis jahan se hamesha ko jana aur kabhi lot kar phir na aana. یہ ارشاد قطب زمانہ، ایسی دنیا سے کیا دل لگانا. Don't attach the hearts to it, make use of it. We require water for the ship to sail. If there's no water, the ship cannot sail. But if that water comes into the ship, then that ship will sink. At present we are sinking because we have brought it into our hearts. Money was supposed to be in the pockets, it was supposed to be in the banks, it was supposed to be in the safe, it was supposed to be somewhere else, but we have put it into our hearts. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he is giving us that warning. So many hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, read it, that he is not stopping us and preventing us from making use of the things of this world. Allah has created it for our purpose, make use of it, but don't let the love of it enter our hearts. Because when the love enters the heart, then we have fights, quarrels, arguments, break up of friendship, break up of partnerships, break up of so many different things, when the love comes inside. But if the love doesn't come in, then it's easy to solve any problem. So these Ahlullah, the Sufiya-e Kiram, this is what they taught us, that don't have the love of dunya in the heart. Because we have to leave it and go one day. Either we will leave it and go, or it will leave us. Either in our lifetime it will leave us, and if it does not leave us in our lifetime, then we will leave it and go. The king of Jordan died. How much did he take with him? Maal o aulaad qabr mein teri jaane ko nahi. Maal o aulaad qabr mein teri jaane ko nahi. Juz amal مال و اولاد قبر میں تیری جانے کو نہیں، تجھ کو دوزخ کی مصیبت سے چھڑانے کو نہیں.
If we did not make use of that wealth, and if we did in the way that Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam were pleased with, or if we did not bring up our children in the way that Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam were pleased with, then they will not help us in the hereafter.
تجھ کو دوزخ کی مصیبت سے چھڑانے کو نہیں، جز عمل قبر میں کوئی بھی تیرا یار نہیں.
Besides good عمل, nothing is going to be your companion and friend in your قبر.
جز عمل قبر میں کوئی بھی تیرا یار نہیں، کیا قیامت ہے کہ اس سے تو خبردار نہیں.
Haven't we buried so many people? So can't we take a lesson from there? But how can we take a lesson when even in the graveyards we are talking about the same thing? The graveyards where we are supposed to be taking a lesson, even the graveyards we have made into fish markets. Brothers, one day we will go to the grave and we will turn to dust.
Kai baar humne ye dekha ke jinka mushayyan badan tha muattar kafan tha. Kai baar humne ye dekha ke jinka mushayyan badan tha muattar kafan tha. Jo qabre kohan uski ukhdi to dekha na uzwe badan tha na tare kafan tha.
Allah Ta'ala must give us death on iman, and Allah Ta'ala must protect us from the azab of qabr and the azab of akhirah. He says, how many times we saw fit, healthy people, good bodies, strong bodies, they went to the gym, they did marathon, they were running, jogging, skipping, kept their bodies in trim condition. And when they died, they were given beautiful kafan, and the best of ether was poured over their kafan. But after that, when they were buried, after some time when the grave was opened, na uzwe badan tha na tare kafan tha. Neither was there any part of the body left there, nor was there any thread of that kafan left. Brothers, that is life. So make use of the things Allah Ta'ala has given. I will terminate it here, inshallah. If Allah Ta'ala gives me a life and another opportunity, we will discuss that incident of Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh. But take a lesson from this, that we have been given a very temporary life in this world, and we have to leave and go. Allah Ta'ala wants us to make use of the ni'mats in this world with shukr and with sabr. There are only two ways: either we make shukr when we are getting ni'mats, or we make sabr when we don't have anything. When we are sick, we are ill, we are poor, or we are suffering other troubles and problems, then at that time we make use of the means to remove those difficulties. But if it does not come right, we make sabr. And if Allah Ta'ala is pouring the ni'mats, then make shukr, for that ni'mat could be coming in the form of a gift, and it could also be coming in the form of an azab. That wealth could be coming in the form of a gift, a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, and also the Quran tells us that it can come in the form of an azab of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala can change it either way. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give me, give you, and the entire ummah of Rasul Pak and the tawfiq to work hard on polishing this heart, the spiritual heart. The physical heart, pious people, Allah walas, walis, great people can also get heart attacks and pass away. Allah Ta'ala will not question them in the grave that why you died out of heart attack. But when the person had got a diseased heart, spiritual, then this person is going to be a bala, a musibat for everyone. For his friends he's going to be a problem, because he's got a diseased heart. So he's got envy, jealousy, malice, pride, greed, anger, all kinds of haram in that heart. So his friends is going to be a bala for him. For his own wife, he is going to be a zalim. He will be a lamb outside. But when he enters the house, then that poor wife, he is going to beat her, he is going to abuse her, he is going to bash her, he is going to ill-treat her, because he's got a diseased spiritual heart. This person, for his children also, he will be musibat. This person will be a musibat for the people that he will travel with. The people with whom he is dealing, he is trading, he will be a musibat for them. He will be an azab for everybody, because he's got a diseased heart, spiritual heart. So we have to make an effort. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. May He bless us with death on iman. And even though we are not deserving, but what does it cost us to ask that, oh Allah, when the time of our death comes, then take us to Madinah Sharif and give us our death somewhere near the Rosa of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so that when the winds of Rahmat blow, then sinful ones like us may also be forgiven. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. In short, brothers, you can join me. There is no time today, tonight again, to translate and give you the meaning. I haven't got that copy, but for an attitude.
اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی
اے میرے داتا، اے میرے مالک، اے میرے مولا، اے میرے والی، شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے، سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی، شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے، گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی، شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے، گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی، وہ بھی عجب خوش بخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسالی، شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی، شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ، لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ، اللہ 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 اللہ، کسب میں دنیا ہی کے راہ میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی، کسب میں دنیا ہی کے راہ میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی، وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا، عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی، خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں، کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی، خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں، کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی، مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا، کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی، شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی، شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ، لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ، اللہ 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 اللہ، نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ، اے میرے اللہ، نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ، اے میرے اللہ، کر دے فنا سب میرے ارادے اے میرے اللہ، اے میرے اللہ، سن میرے نالے، سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ، اے میرے اللہ، سن میرے نالے، سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ، اے میرے اللہ، اپنا بنا لے، اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ، اے میرے اللہ، شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی، شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ، لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ، Allah, 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 apni raza mein mujhko mita de ae mere allah ae mere allah kar de fana sab mere irade ae mere allah ae mere allah jaam e mohabbat apna pila de ae mere allah ae mere allah dil mein mere yaad apni racha de ae mere allah ae mere allah shughal mera bas ab to ilahi shaam o sahar ho allah allah lete baithe chalte phirte aat pair ho allah 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله
Put the bright lights off in the playground.
Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah jalla jalalu Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho tu hi tu ho tu hi tu ho tu hi tu aur tan mein mere bajaye aabo gil dard dil ho dard dil ho dard dil غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدھر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدھر لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ
لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ
Brothers, one wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he says that when I take the name of Allah, my saliva turns sweet. And he says, I'm not talking about it in the figurative sense. In reality, literally it turns sweet. Hazrat Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayh, he says, when I take the name of Allah, every hair on my body turns into a fountain of honey. Ah, how great is the name of Allah. And Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has informed us that until there will be one person remaining on this earth saying Allah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will not bring about the complete destruction of the heavens and the earth. Now that we have recited durood and salam on our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, we have made some zikr of Allah and we have heard something from the Quran and Hadith. Now put your heart, mind and soul into the dua and make up our niyat and minds that we want the closeness of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Therefore we want to distance ourselves from haram and from sins, because that's the only way we can gain Allah Ta'ala's closeness. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma rabbana zolamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما, اے اللہ ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما, اے اللہ ہماری لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما, اے اللہ ہم گندے ہیں ہم ناپاک ہیں ہم سیاہ کار ہیں ہم گنہ گار ہیں ہم خطا کار ہیں ہم سب کچھ ہے لیکن تیرے بندے ہیں تیرے پیارے رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے امتی ہے اے میرے پیارے خدا ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما او اللہ forgive each and every one of us forgive our major sins and our minor sins forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or
unknowingly. Ya Allah, forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of night. Oh my Allah, forgive each and every sin of ours. Oh my Allah, you are well aware of everything that we have done. And oh Allah, you are well aware of everything that we are doing. Oh my Allah, you are seeing everything. You are hearing everything. You are knowing everything. Oh my Allah, you are powerful, you are almighty, you are omnipotent and omnipresent. Ey mere pyare khuda, hum sab ki maghfirat farma de. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, forgive the sins of our ears. Ya Allah, this great ni'mat of the eye. Oh my Allah, how much of haram we have seen with our eyes. It had been another Allah, he would have made us blind the moment we saw haram. Oh my Allah, if it had been another Allah, he would have made us deaf the moment we heard haram. He would have made us dumb the moment we spoke haram. He would have paralyzed us if we had to touch haram. He would have paralyzed us if we had to walk through the cinemas or theaters or gambling dens. Ey mere Allah, how compassionate, kind and merciful and forgiving you are. That in spite of all our sins, you have given us so much to eat and drink. You are giving us such clothing to wear. Oh Allah, you are giving us such lovely shelter. Ya Allah, you have given us such transport. Oh my Allah, you are blessing us with so much of food and drink. Ey mere Allah, tujh jaisa pyara khuda koi nahi. Allah, tu hi hamara sahara hai. Tu hi hamara maabood hai. Tu hi hamara maula hai. Allah, tu hi hamara palanhar hai. Oh Allah, you are a forgiving Allah. You are a merciful Allah. Open the doors of your maghfirat and rahmat for us tonight. Oh my Allah, nothing else has gathered us here tonight except that we want forgiveness for all the sins that we have committed. Oh my Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our sisters who have gathered. Forgive our parents. Forgive our wives and children. Forgive our brothers and sisters. Forgive the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ey mere Allah, hum sab ki maghfirat farma de. Ey Allah, hum sab ki maghfirat farma de. Ey Allah, hum sab ki maghfirat farma de. Ya Allah, tu rahim hai, tu kareem hai, tu sattar hai, tu ghaffar hai. Ey mere pyare khuda, hum na laiqo ko maaf farma de. Ya Allah, all over the world the Muslim ummah is suffering. Ey Allah, we are being pushed from pillar to post. Ya Allah, kahin par musalmanon ke liye aman aur chain nahi hai. Ya Allah, it is because of our sins that we are suffering. Ya Allah, your beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has informed us, the holy Quran has informed us, that it is because of sins that afat and musaib and bala come onto the ummat. Ey mere Allah, hume maaf farma de. Ey Allah, hamari maghfirat farma de. Ey Allah, hamari takalif ko dur farma de. Ya Allah, we are sick and ailing, give us cure from all our ailments. We are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Ya Allah, those who are physically ill, give them cure from all their physical ailments. Ey Allah, hum sabko shifa-e tamma kamila ata farma. Ya Allah, our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with anger. Ya Allah, our hearts are filled with jealousy, with envy. Our hearts are filled with evil desires and passions. Ey mere Allah, these hearts which were supposed to be for your love and for the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ey mere Allah, we have given it to all the material things of this world. Ey Allah, we have filled our hearts with all the filth of the world. Ey mere Allah, ise gande dilon ke andar tu kaise aa sakta hai. Lekin mere khuda, we are turning towards you. You are forgiving, you are merciful. Ya Allah, your beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has informed us that something that you dearly love is the forgiveness of the sins of your servants. Ey mere Allah, that masoom and sinless Nabi of yours, ey Allah, so much he cried for the ummat. Oh my Allah, if you are going to forgive us tonight, there is nobody that's going to question you that why you forgave those sinners. Ey Allah, there's nobody that's going to ask you why you forgave those sinners. Ey Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Ey Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Fill our hearts with the noor of tilawat of the Quran. Fill our hearts with the noor of zikr. Fill our hearts with the noor of durood and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ey Allah, humare qulub ko munawwar farma de. Ey Allah, iska andhera dur farma de. Ya Allah, change the darkness into light. Ya Allah, change the direction of our heart. It is not difficult for you, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, the kuffar and the mushrikeen who were leaving no stone unturned to trouble my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But oh Allah, when you gave those people hidayat and they became the sahabas and the companions of Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then oh Allah, they became radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Oh my Allah, if you can change the hearts of the kuffar and the mushrikeen and the yahood and the nasara and the munafiqeen, then oh my Allah, what is it difficult for you to change the condition of our hearts? hearts. Oh Allah, we are believers in you. We have acknowledged you as our Rabb. We have believed in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as Khatamun Nabiyyin, as Rahmatul Lil Alameen. Ay Allah, we have believed in him as our interceder on the day of Qiyamah. Ay Allah, therefore, what is it difficult for you to forgive us? What is it difficult for you to change the condition of our hearts? Oh my Allah, attach our hearts very closely to you and your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, humare qulub ko tere saath jod de. Ay Allah, let there be such a strong bond that nafs and shaitan cannot chase us away. Nafs and shaitan cannot pluck us out. Nafs and shaitan cannot trap us anymore. Ay mere pyare khuda, humari zindagi ka hal badal de. Ay Allah, hum sab ko nek bana de. Hum sab ko ek bana de. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of the entire Muslim ummah. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children. Ya Allah, there are so many parents who are crying that their children have distanced themselves from them. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. Unite the hearts of the entire ummah of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay mere Allah, my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam made so much of sacrifice and left this ummah in one piece. Ay Allah, aaj humne uske tukde tukde kar diye. Jab mere pyare Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ko iski ittila milti hai ki aaj tumhari ummah tukde tukde ho chuki hai. Ay Allah, how much of grief and sorrow we are causing to him. Ay Allah, hum sab ko ek bana de aur nek bana de. Ay Allah, hum sab ki mushkilat ko dur farma de. Ya Allah, my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, he was stoned in Taif until his shoes were filled with his Mubarak blood. Ay Allah, just one drop of our beloved child's blood, if it has to flow, we become so concerned. Ay mere Allah, mere pyare Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rahmatul lil alameen. Ay Allah, Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, blood is flowing for the sake of the ummah. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam stands whole night in prayer for the sake of the ummah. His feet swell for the sake of the ummah. Ay Allah, my beloved Nabi shed so much of tears that his beard becomes wet with his tears. His garments become wet with his tears. Ay Allah, he makes such long sajdas, making dua for the ummah, that his beloved wife Sayyidatana Aisha thinks that he has passed away. Ay Allah, my beloved Nabi, when he walks, thorns are placed in his path. Ay Allah, rope is tied around his neck and he is dragged. Ya Allah, he is beaten up in the Haram Sharif when he goes down into sajda in the Haram, where we make tawaf and umrah so comfortably. Ay Allah, intestines of animals are placed on the back of my beloved Nabi. Ay Allah, us masoom Nabi. Oh Allah, on behind the back of the Nas masoom Nabi, intestines of animals are placed. Ya Allah, his beloved daughter Fatima says, oh my dear father, why are they doing this to you? Ay Allah, it was for the ummah that he was crying. Ya Allah, it was for us that he was tearing. Ya Allah, it was for us that he was stoned in Taif and he was stoned in Uhud. Lekin ay Allah, aaj wohi ummah ke jiske liye mere pyare Nabi ka khoon baha. That ummah for whom my beloved Nabi's blood oozed. That ummah for whom my beloved Nabi's tears flowed. Ay Allah, that ummah today in the casinos. That ummah today in the gambling dens. That ummah today in the cinemas and theatres. That ummah today in fraud. That ummah today in fornication and adultery. That ummah today in cheating and drinking. Ay Allah, that ummah today in every kind of haram. Ay Allah, when my beloved Nabi is informed of the condition of his ummah, that you are the daughters for whom Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam prayed so much and he gave them such a position of honor, when he is informed that those daughters have forsaken the hijab, that those daughters have become shameless, they are dancing on the stages of the world, they are serving drinks which are haram in the plains as hostesses. Ay Allah, jab mere Nabi ko iski itla di jati hai, Ya Allah, in his time the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood, the nasara, the munafiqeen, they caused him injury and pain and grief and sorrow. Ay Allah, today we are the cause of his injury and pain. Ay Allah, in Madina Tayyiba music, in Madina Tayyiba western films and eastern films, Ay Allah, in Madina Tayyiba in Makkah Mukarrama, Ya Allah, itne haram dakhil ho chuke hai. Ay Allah, mere pyare Nabi ko kitni takleef hum pahuncha rahe hai. Ya Allah, ab to hame sachi toba ki taufeeq ata farma. Ya Allah, give us the taufeeq of making sincere toba from our sins. Ya Allah, the life that has melted away like a block of ice, we cannot bring back anymore. Ya Allah, jo zindagi khatam ho gayi, wo to khatam ho gayi, lekin ay Allah, jo zindagi baqi hai, hame sirat-e-mustaqim par chala. Ay
Allah ہمیں صراط مستقیم پر چلا. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, give us so much of your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we do everything to please you, O my Allah, and we do nothing that displeases you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, ہمیں اتنی محبت دے کہ ہر نیک کام کرنا ہم لیے آسان ہو جائے. Ya Allah, اتنی محبت دے کہ نماز فجر کی پڑھنا آسان ہو جائے. Give us so much of your love and the love of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that it becomes easy for us to make namaz 5 times a day. Oh Allah, it becomes easy for us to give zakat. It becomes easy for us to fast in Ramadan, to go for Hajj if farz, and to make jihad if farz. Oh Allah, give us so much of your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that it becomes easy for us to stay away from the filthy programs on the television screen. It becomes easy for us to stay away from the cinemas and theaters and the gambling dens. It becomes easy for us to stay away from fornication and from adultery. Oh my Allah, every day we are reading of sudden deaths. Ya Allah, achanak maut aa jati hai. Ya Allah, some are dying in prostitute quarters. Ya Allah, some are dying in the cinemas and theaters. Ya Allah, some are dying in zina, in adultery and fornication. Ya Allah, some are dying in other filthy places. Ya Allah, how can we be in sins when we do not know when the angel of death is going to strike the sword upon our necks? Ay mere Allah, do not let the angel of death find us in any haram place. Ya Allah, do not let the angel of death find us signing fraudulently on a check. Oh Allah, do not let the angel of death find us selling stolen or haram goods. Ya Allah, do not let the angel of death find us with a bottle in our hand. Do not let the angel of death find us popping drugs into our mouths. Ya Allah, do not let the angel of death find us in some cinema or theater. Ya Allah, so many cinemas have burned to the ground and so many people have lost their lives. Ya Allah, earthquakes and tremors have shaken up so many places. Ya Allah, thousands of people lose their lives within seconds and within minutes. Hey, very Allah, when we do not know where the angel of death is going to strike, how can we be in the wrong places? Allah, ab to hum par raham farmale. Ya Allah, we have to leave this world and come to you. Ya Allah, is dunya ko chhod kar tere paas aana hai. Ya Allah, hamara khatima iman ke upar farma. Oh my Allah, we know we haven't done anything to please you and the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Lekin mere Allah, jab hamari maut ka waqt aaye, to ay Allah, diyare paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Madina tayyiba ke andar hame maut naseeb farma. We are so sinful, oh my Allah, that if we are going to get death there, then at least we can hope that the winds of rahmat that blow there, Ya Allah, we too will get forgiven. But oh Allah, if it is not in our muqaddar to die there, then wherever our death comes, let it be on iman. Let it be with the ishq of yours and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ay Allah, mere pyare Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne jitni dua-e khair hamare liye ki, wo hamare haq mein qubool farma. Ya Allah, bless us with long life, bless us with good health, bless us all with prosperity and happiness. Ya Allah, bless everybody with prosperity and happiness. Ya Allah, bless us with satisfaction and contentment. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with sabr and with shukr and with taqwa. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with zuhd and with qanaat. Ya Allah, give us the best of this world and the best of the akhirah. Ya Allah, give us the best of this world and the best of the akhirah. Ya Allah, qabr ke azab se hifazat farma, jahannam ke azab se hifazat farma. Ay Allah, dunya aur akhirat ki bhalaiyon se mala mal farma. Ya Allah, we get tired of asking, we have asked according to our capacity. Ya Allah, you give according to your shan. Ay Allah, tu teri shan ke mutabik hame ata farma. Ya Allah, jo bimar hai unko shifa ata farma. Those who have got financial problems and difficulties, oh my Allah, give them plenty of halal risk and sustenance and get them out of those difficulties. Those whose children are gone on to drink drugs and gamble and wine and women, oh Allah, give them hidayat and bring them back onto track. Ay Allah, hum sabko nek bana de. Ay Allah, mere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ne, especially on Hajjatul Wida occasion, oh Allah, so much of duas he made for us. So much of duas and so much of tears he shed. Ya Allah, all the duas of goodness that he made for us, accept it on our behalf. Ya Allah, mere pyare Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam de, with his 124,000 glorious companions, each and every one of them a shining star. Ya Allah, mere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ne Hajre Aswad ko chum karke jo tujhse bhaga tha. Ay Allah, mere pyare Nabi ne Rukne Yamani chu karke jo bhaga tha. میرے پیارے نبی نے مطاف میں چل کر کے جو مانگا تھا، میرے پیارے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے غلاف کعبہ سے لپٹ کر کے جو مانگا تھا، یا اللہ میں بلوٹ نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام ٹچڈ ہمسیلف ٹو دی ملتزم فور سو لانگ، او مائی اللہ، so much of tears he shed at the multazam for us, oh my Allah, all what he asked at the multazam, oh my Allah. میرے پیارے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے مطاف میں چل کر کے جو مانگا، میزاب رحمت کے نیچے کھڑے ہو کر کے رو رو کے جو بھاگا، اے اللہ حتیم کے اندر نمازیں پڑھ کر کے جو بھاگا، اے اللہ مقام ابراہیم کے پیچھے رو رو کے جو بھاگا، اے اللہ زمزم کا پانی پی کر کے جو بھاگا، صفا اور بروا کی سیڑھیوں پر جو رو رو کے میرے نبی نے بھاگا، اے میرے اللہ مینا میں جو بھاگا، اینی نارا فار دیٹ سن لیس معصوم نبی، یا اللہ فرام ظہر ٹل مغرب ہی ایکسٹینڈز ہز ہینڈز، او اللہ فار ہوم واز ہی کرائنگ، یا اللہ دیر واز نتھنگ آن ہز ٹنگز ایکسپٹ امتی امتی، اے اللہ کتنا مانگا میرے نبی نے عرفات کے میدان میں، اینڈ سو مچ ہی آسکڈ ایٹ مزدلفہ، یا اللہ آل دا دعاز آف گڈنس دیٹ ہی میڈ، یا اللہ bless us with that goodness, bless our parents with that, bless our parents with that goodness, bless our wives and children with that goodness, bless the entire ummah with that goodness, and from all the mischief and corruption and fitna that my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for protection, ya Allah protect us from all those fitnas, protect our wives and children from those fitnas, protect our brothers and sisters from those fitnas, protect our families from those fitnas, protect the entire ummah of Rasul e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasalam from those fitnas. اے اللہ رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے طفیل میں تو ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما، اے اللہ ناقابل قبول ہے پھر بھی قبول فرما، اے اللہ قبول فرما، اے میرے پیارے خدا نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو تو نے رحمت للعالمین بنا کر بھیجا تھا، اے اللہ ان کے صدقے میں تجھ سے مانگ رہے ہیں، تو ہم سب کی دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. ان اللہ وملائکته یصلون علی النبی يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. May Allah Ta'ala reward the imams of this masjid, the trustees of this masjid, and all those who made an effort towards organizing this program. Brothers, I have been told that you must just wait for about 5 minutes because the ladies have to use the same entrance. So give them a few minutes to go out of the yard. May Allah Ta'ala reward you.